Gemara Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, and the Gemara attempted to make the Shaila whether Chuppah, again, either a Bas Kayan who married a Kayan or a Bas Yisrael who married a Kayan and the time came for her husband to feed her. Right? Remember we said, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, can she eat Truma? So Rabbi Bachama wanted to say that if she had Chuppah, it depends on the Machlokes by Kedushin. Just like Rameir said, if she has Kedushin, she can't eat Truma. So by Chuppah. Without Kedushin, Chuppah is like Kedushin. And just like Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon said, Kedushin doesn't stop her from eating Truma till she consummates the relationship. So the same thing is true by Chuppah. And the Gemara answered that there's no comparison, because who says Chuppah is kind according to Rameir, number one? And according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Chuppah is closer to Bia than Kedushin is. So why do we assume that if he says it by Kedushin, he would automatically say it by Bia? We don't know. Zakti Gemara, we are on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, and we are Ella Iik, the beginning of a line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th line from the top. Ella Ki Iik Lameh Bepuk Tadahari Tanoi. If you want to say there's a machlokes whether Chuppah makes her a Chalala or not, it's not Rameir and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, but rather Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. It's not Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Rather, it's the machlokes of the following brisa, the Tanya we learned.
Nitzu
zu v'zu. If zu v'zu means either ksheiros or psulos. If the women married a kayan, right? Either ksheiros or psulos. The brisa explains itself. Either ksheiros or psulos got married to the kayan. Or they just went into the chuppah, but they never consummated the marriage. So again, either a regular fine Jewish girl or a psula, meaning a grusha to a kayan, and they got married, or they just entered the chuppah. They eat from the kayan, meaning he feeds them, and they can eat truma. Now, there's a problem here, because the problem we'll see in a second. Gemara nichnasu mechlau de nisu nisu mamash. By saying oisha nichnasu lechuba v'loy nivelu, that means the case of nisu means they consummated the marriage. Because if not, if nisu means chuppah, so what's nichnasu lechuba v'loy nivelu? Right? We're just trying to understand this brisa. The brisa says nisu ay nichnasu lechuppah. So by telling me nichnasu l'chuppah v'loy nivela as a separate case, obviously nisu means they did live together. That means the kayan lived with a grusha. How could you say eichlus v'truma? She's a chalala. Everybody agrees that if they had a relationship, she becomes a chalala. So what does this bride to mean? She becomes possible for truma forever and ever. So, Frank the Gemara, Nichnasu, by writing the case of Nichnasu l'chuppah v'lo nivela, you're insinuating, you're obviously telling us, Mechlal de Nisu, Nisu Mamash, means together they live together. Is that possible? Elalav, right, must be. Elalav, let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Nisu l'kayin zuvazu, mai zuvazu, k'sheris subsulas. Mechlal de Nisu Mamash, bitmiya. Is there a mandyamer that says that when a woman has a bia b'sula, she doesn't become pasul to truma? Ella perusha kamefaris. So you have to say that the brisa is not two cases, but one case. Nisu meaning nichnasu l'chuppa v'loy nivela. The only way to make sense of this brisa, to make it that it has a chance of working, is to say that nisu doesn't mean they consummated their relationship, because if they did, there is no man d'amar that says that a kayan who consummates a relationship with a grusha, she still can eat truma. There's no such thing. It's impossible. Must be that the bris is not telling you two cases, but rather the bris is explaining itself, right? Nisu keitzad gotcha nichnasu l'chuppa v'lo nivela. So let's go back to the Gemara. Elalav, the bris is explaining itself. Gotcha nichnasu l'chuppa v'lo nivela. That's all it means. Uktani, Eichlus Mishalai, Eichlus Vitruma. Says she eats Truma. Mishnah Rishayna, she eats Truma. Or Bas Kayin, she can continue eating Truma. That's saying clearly that after Chuppah, she can still eat Truma.
Which is equivalent to Eruv.
Well, Chuppah is a step closer to Bia, right? We went through this before, right? That's not true. She had Nisuan. She's not Erison anymore. Niftus Zulukhuppah is beyond Erison. Every husband has to feed his wife after Niftus Zulukhuppah, even according to Mishnah Reina. That's what this man the Yomar said. Well, that was the Shaila. Yes, Chuppah Lipsulas, and Chuppah Lipsulas, right? Wasn't that the Shaila at the beginning of the yesterday we learned? Does Chuppah answer her or not? So we wanted to make a Machloikas Tanoim out of it, right? We said it's not a Machloikas, we can't prove the Machloikas Tanoim. But over here, we're still in the middle of a Braisa, yeah. We had the first Machloikas Tanoim saying clearly that even after Chuppah, she can eat Truma. Weiter. We have Shmuel ben Aish, Reb Yechim ben Bereika. Aymer, Kol Shebi Yasa Machilasa, Chupasa Machilasa. Kol Shebi Yasa Machilasa, and Chupasa Machilasa. Rather clear machlokes. If Shmuel says no, after Chuppah, she cannot eat Truma. If she can't eat Truma after Bia, she can't eat Truma after Chuppah. And the Tanakhama said, after Bia she can't, after Chuppah she can. Here you have a machlokes. A woman that had Chuppah was a pasul. Can she eat Truma till they consummate the marriage or not?
Tanakhama says,
1 second. Tanakhama says yes. And Rabbi Yisrael says no. Yes, I'm sorry. The shiur today is being sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. Moshe Breit for the schus of their mishpacha. That's what you meant, Dr. Breit?
Yes, please. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So here is the Beferish Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanakhama says clearly, Nifnas Luchuba she can eat. And Rabbi Yisrael Benoit, Rabbi Yisrael Breit says, no Bia, if Bia can't feed her, if she can't eat after Bia, she can't eat after Chuppah. This is like as beferish as you can get. And for the Gemara no Raya. No. Because I'm going to speak it out outside, then we'll do it inside. We don't know what Rabbi Shmuel would hold by Kedushin. It's possible that he holds Kedushin also bans her from eating Truma. He's reacting to the Tanakhama who lets her eat Truma after Chuppah. And he says, no, she can't. But we don't know if it's because of Chuppah or because of Kedushin. What would happen by Kedushin Kesef? Not Chuppah. What would Rabbi Shmuel hold? Now, he says Chuppah. But the reason he says Chuppah is because he's reacting. Tanakhama said she can eat after Chuppah. He says, no, she can't. Now, maybe he would hold, even after Kedushin Kesef, she can't eat, like Remeir. So, Remeila, there's no Raya from here that Chuppah is any different than Kedushin, right? Rabbit said, Chuppah is worse than Kedushin. Then according to Rabbazah and Reb Shimon, they would agree that Chuppah passes her, right? That's what Rabbit said. And Shmuel said, no. We wanted to say, it's a machlokes tanoim, right? Tanakhama is saying, Chuppah doesn't passel, and Rabbi Shmuel is saying, Chuppah does passel. But we have no raya, because Rabbi Shmuel might hold Kesef passels her also. And we know, according to a mayor, it makes more sense to say the Chuppah apostles. We have no right or blood or Reb Shimon would agree to that.
So,
what does your mayor say in our Mishnah? That if she has Kedushin with a puzzle, she cannot eat Truma. Mishnah Rishayna will not include her. Because she's headed Mishtameris Lubi Absula. She's headed to a marriage that's going to pass to her. So her mayor holds the soul starts as soon as Kedushin comes. That's what we had in our Mishnah, right? Back in our Mishnah, we had a Machloikas. A Kayin was Mekadesh Agrusha. Let's say she's a Bas Kayin. Or she's a Bas Yisrael after Mishnah Rishayna time.
And that's Kedushin
Kesef. Kedushin Kesef. Her mayor said she can't eat Truma. Called Mishtameris Lubi Absula.
Right. So Reb
Lozer Shimon
is the only one that said that she could.
So Rav said Reb Lozer Shimon would agree by Chuppah. Chuppah is worse than Kedushin. Shimon said no, they won't. So we wanted to make it a Machlokes Tanoim. The answer is you have no right for Reb Shimon because it could be reached long reach to a mayor. Let's read it inside. Emphat the Gemara. Mimai. Dumer be small, but I should be echem and break it. Mayor really. Maybe Reb Shimon, but I should be echem and break it. Mayor. That says The Amar Kedushin Layachla. Any Kedushin. So therefore, you can't prove anything about Kol Perfecti Gemara that he should have said so. He didn't say that. He didn't say Ein Kedushin Machila. He says Ein Chumpasa. He stresses Kol Perfecti Gemara. Hai Kosh Ein Biyasa Mechalasa Ein Chumpasa Mechalasa. If he holds like a mayor, why is he saying Ein Chumpasa Mechalasa? What he should say is, could have talked about money. He didn't talk about chuppah. If he's arguing about kedushin, why does he say so? And for the Gemara, could be he argues about kedushin anyway, but he's reacting to a Tanakhama statement. Tanakhama statement was that chuppah doesn't pass him. So he's reacting and saying chuppah does pass, but he really means to say it's any kedusha passos. So we have no raya that it's a machlokes tanoim. Rashi. Aichlas mishaloi the chuppah loy pasla. Ein chuppah machilasam bas yisraeli. Alibah the mishnah achreina nan. Bezin shachreim amru. Ein isra chelus v'trumachi tikanus l'chuppah. Even mishnah achreina says after chuppah she can eat. V'yamar abishmol chuppah psula ein machelus. Once she has chuppah, she cannot eat. Buadim bia, the meaning makish chuppah labia. Mashma, the baskai and he chuppah machilas, pushlas the kibiyasa. Means he compares chuppah and bia. Whatever bia does, chuppah does. And the answer is no raya. It could be that he holds chuppah is no different than kedushin. He happens to hold like a mayor than even kedushin passels. So we have no raya. So this was Tyson's discussion on Unhamid Beis on Rashi's shot. So Tyson says, how could you say this? It's Vamoid Vahitzikai. He doesn't feed her. That's what Tyson's discussion. Well, according to Tyson's, this shot in that many thing, it's talking about Chuppah after Kedushin. I mean, why is it Eichel's Mishaloi? I hear you loud and clear. Tyson asked the Kasha here. And he answers, Eichlus Mishaloi Lachra Misa. Meaning the halacha is that if he dies, she gets fed from the estate, even Amana L'Klein Gadol. That's the halacha. Lops the Vachla, they have to pay her. So that's what Tyson learns. Eichlus Mishaloi if he dies, Eichlus Mishaloi if he's alive. That's how Tyson answers the question. That's on me, Tyson.
This price is saying, Oichlus Mishaloh, if he's dead and if he's alive,
Oichlus
Mishaloh, and if he's dead,
she doesn't get Shulamot because she's no longer Tyson. Take a look at the right at the end of the Tyson. But he asked your question. Amar of Amram. Ha milta amalon rosheshes, vaninu le'enemi masnitsun. Rosheshes told us the following halacha, and he enlightened us, improved it from a Mishnah. What halacha did he tell us? Yes, chuppah l'psulas. He told us the halacha that a chuppah will after a woman from eating truma, because even though they never consummated the marriage yet, chuppah will after her. That halacha he told us, which is like Rav, and he enlightened us from a Mishnah. Which Mishnah did he enlighten us from? The Tana Tuna. And the Tana is a raya to his halacha. Okay. We're going to switch now total topics because in order to prove this, we have to get involved in something else. The Mishnah says in Masech Tesaita that when the husband comes to bring his wife to drink, the Kayah makes her swear. It says, V'amra Isha Amen Amen. From the double lashon of Amen Amen, Chazal darshan, that once he makes her swear, he makes her swear about a whole bunch of things. Not only about this relationship, but about any other relationship that she had in now the Gemara here understands that he can. The Gemara here understands that he can make her swear at other times. Not that she's swearing here and then we're throwing other shvuos in, which is going to be the Gemara's final answer. But rather, that the Torah is telling you that not only can a husband bring his wife, but at other points, we'll see when, the not complete husband can also bring his wife to drink saita water. That the Torah is expanding who can bring his wife to drink, who can bring a woman to drink saita water. Pashat you learn, if you learn Chumash, it's a husband who warned his wife to not go privately in a room. She went privately in a room. Right? And then two Adam said she went privately in a room, but we don't know what happened. So she becomes usher to her husband until she drinks the saita water. From this extra main, we learn out that there are other men who can bring other women to drink the saita water as well, besides husbands and wives, total husbands and total wives. Who are these extra men that we are including? Tisi Arusa, case number one. They never again, each point of this is going to be discussed in the Gemara, so I'm just learning it generically. A man who did Kedushin with a lady has the option of bringing his Arusa to Bezin, to Yerushalayim, to have her drink that she didn't have a relationship as now as an Arusa, meaning husband and wife never consummated their marriage. This is Pasha Taich. Again, every aspect of this will be discussed. Pasha Taich is Reuven was Mekadesh Leah, and he all of a sudden didn't like the way Leah was behaving. He told Leah, I don't want you going privately with Shimon. She's still an Arusa. And she went privately with Shimon. So now Reuven can bring his Arusa up to Bezin to drink saita water. That's what the Gemara understands it. That's one thing we're including. Number two is Unisua. That's the regular case. That Reuven is married to Leah and warned her and she went privately. That's the simple case. Shemeres Yabam. Reuven died. Shimon is the Yabam. And Shimon warns the Yavama, I don't want you going privately with him, with Pliny. And she went privately with Pliny. Shimon, who has not yet did Yibam, still Shemeres Yavam, can bring his future Yavama to Bethan to make a drink.
No matter how many brothers there are?
Simply put, no matter how many brothers. Uknusa. And Knusa is the Nesua of a Shemeres Yavam. Really, Nesua and Knusa are one and the same, but in contrast to Shemeres Yavam, we use the word Knusa. In contrast to the word Arusa, we use the word Nesua. Knusa means he took her in. It's not Nesua, it's Yibum. So it just means once he did Yibum, he can take his wife, warn her. It's a regular wife. So really, Knusa and Nesua is one and the same.
Ishtalachol Dabra,
right. It's just saying that because it's contrast, Arusa and Nesua, Shemesh, Rashi.
Are all these cases everyone agrees with?
Oh, the Gemara is going to discuss every single one of these cases, so I guess we'll have to give the Gemara a chance. I've just translated it the way the Gemara understands it at the beginning.
In the Torah itself, I don't remember it. It says nothing about Nisuim?
Oh, it talks about Ishes Ishtai. Right? Pashit, you learn it means a Nisua, right? We're including from the extra Amen that other men can bring other women at different points in a relationship. Now, it doesn't mean Reuven can bring Shimon's wife. It means Reuven can bring his wife, or Reuven can bring his Arusa, or Reuven can bring his Shemeres Yavam. Right? It has something to do with him. It's not like he can start giving warnings to other people's wives. That's not what's going on here. But the Torah is expanding that saita water is dragged not only by an Asua, but also by an Arusa, by a Shemeres Yavam. That's what we're saying. Pashup shot in the brisa again. With the Gemara going to discuss this because there's problems here. Ashi, Amen. Amen. Trezim ni l'rabbis kohani. Shemeres Yavam meknusa klaimer. The maisi of them to the kansa hayavam. He's explaining knusa. Mashkaito Mashbiya. He can make a drink and swear that she didn't have a relationship. Aval Stira Shinistra Baida Shemeres Yavam. Even on what happened while she was a Shemeres Yavam. Umayim Boitkin Aisal Shnehem. And the water will check her even on what happened during Shemeres Yavam. Now Rashi has a problem. And that is, you cannot have your wife swear that she wasn't Mazana as a single girl. Any relationship that doesn't ban her to the man she's dealing with can't be included in Saita. What's wrong if the woman was Mazana as a Shemeres Yavam? Does that ban her to your Yavam? Meaning, why is Shemeres Yavam included here? Let's say she was Mazana as a Shemeres Yavam. Does that mean she can't have Yibum? Why would this be included in the Torah? Why are we including a Shemeres Yavam? A Shemeres Yavam that's Mazana. Does that mean she can't live with her Yavam anymore? That offers her to her Yavam? Zakrashi. The Hoyiz Noi, behind the Shemeres Yavam, Asura Olav. Zakrashi, yes. This bride to hold that if a woman is Mazana as a Shemeres Yavam, she no longer is eligible for Yibum. Who says you can't marry a chayv elavim? The mashmal yavam elushuk ke'eshes ish. He treats a yavam elushuk, which is a lav, as if she were an eshes ish. She's a lav because of, you'll call it zika, I'll call it a bond. I don't like to use the word zika. I'll call it a bond. That bond creates a relationship that if somebody violates that bond, meaning she's mizana with somebody else, she can no longer have Yibam. Because Heshet Heshet Ish Mitzra Agar Rebiznus, and just like an Heshet Ish becomes Asher to her husband's Rebiznus, Shemeres Yavam Nami Mitzra Yavamam. The Shemeres Yavam become Asher and Yavamam, but keeping the Mitzra lay Batkinoi, so he can warn her that you shouldn't have a going privately into a room while she's a Shemeres Yavam. Because even though he's not married to her yet, but she's in a situation where she does have an extra, I don't want to call it marital affair, an extra something affair, that she becomes usher to a yavam. So he has a right to say, I don't want you going privately with that guy. And if you do, you can drink seltzer water. Because if not, if you were mazana, you become usher to the yavam.
Is it rabbanon only?
Right, so. They don't drink seltzer water for rabbanon.
So he can't even do chalitza then afterwards?
He doesn't have to do chalitza anymore. And I will leave him. Going to Bekiva. Going to Bekiva holds Chayv Lav, and it's like Chayv Krisis. And since this Lav is created by a bond, see, if it's a Lav like Lamzeres and Asina and all those things, she is Ailel Chalitza. Well, not really, but for different reasons. She can never be somebody's wife, so how can she ever be Chalitza? But this is a Lav created by a bond. Because she's bound to her Yavam, she's not allowed to be Mazana. And if she is, it's like an Aishas Ish being Mazana. That's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. Because to him, the Chayv Lavin that's created by a bond is as severe in a certain area as Chayv Krisis, which answers it to her husband.
Is there a Machlokas?
No, she doesn't get Mitzvah, she gets Malkus. But to Rabbi Akiva, as far as the relationship is concerned, it's as if that's what the Gemara says in Masechta Sota to explain this case.
I understand.
Somebody had a question?
Is it Reish Lakish that holds Shemeres Yavam gets Karis or something?
Oh, nobody said Shemeres Yavam gets Karis. What Reish Lakish said was, if you did Chalitza to one and you lived with the Tzara, it's Karis. That's because of Aishas Ach.
Oh, but
that's
no one holds
the Machlokes. Nothing to do with the Yavama that was Mazana.
So having the Lav that's not Toifis, it's Keishas Ish Legabe this Prat, but the person would not get Misa.
No. It's only going to Bekiva who gives a severity to Chayv Lavin that Kedushin can't work, right? So to him, if the woman violated this law that's created by the bond between her and her Yavam, it's similar to violating a iser that's created between a bond of a husband and a wife. On a lesser form, it's only chayv elavim. But to Rabbi Akiva, this chayv elavim has an impact on the future relationship between the yavam and the yavama, because she violated this bond, which is a lav. So according to the Rabbanon, violating a lav would not do that. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who gives a severity to chayv elavim, violating the bond would do that.
Let's say he didn't warn her, okay? He did not warn her, and she lived with somebody else. Is she going
to him?
I understand, and there were Adim, but he never warned her. Is she going to get Miso?
She doesn't get Miso if he did warn her. It's not Miso, it's a love. She's only a mama, she's not a wife.
But what happens if she drank? Is she going to drink the water?
Well, according to this Gemara, he can warn her, and if she has, she can always say she doesn't want to drink the water, and she's asked him, and she goes out free. And
I understand that, but let's say she says,
she drinks
the
water,
will
she die? If she drinks the water, she will die. Nobody asked her to drink the water.
I understand that, but it's only a lav.
But Rabbi Akiva said, this is the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva. You're right. This is the Kiddush of Rabbi Akiva. I'm asking to you.
Right, Rabbi Akiva, if the Yavam lives with her now, do you have Reisha Sahib?
Pashtus yet. No mitzvah. It's Eishas actually the Makkah mitzvah. The mitzvah is gone. There's no mitzvah of Yibam or Chalitza. She became offered to him as a lav. Because she violated the law. So Pashtus, yes. I mean, that's what Rashi seems to be saying. I'm not holding in the Sugya and Saitam, but seemingly, yes.
It's only an Anus Chalalitzer?
Why Anus Chalalitzer is the only answer? Because it's Eishes Hach.
But not because she was Mizana?
Well, what did the answer of her being Mizana? Took away the bits of evil, but therefore it's Eishes Hach. Why is he asking her? Why is he asking her?
Because he has a kind of a bond. Rabbi Akiva says because there's a bond.
Therefore she becomes asking to evil. So now she's an ancient sapsuloi the monk and mitzvah.
It's like a husband. So that a regular husband. Why can't he live with his wife? Why not?
The pasuk said that she can and can't.
That.
So does that apply to Yavam? But it's not called. It's about Achas. Even according to you, you might be right, but it's about Achas. It's happening at the same moment. When she's Mizana, she creates these Isurim. This is about Achas. Anyway, that's the case of Shemaris Yavam Iknusa. Now, we got a problem. We're going to take each case separately. We're first going to do Arusa, then we're going to do Shemaris Yavam. Hi, Arusa Hikidami. What is the case of Arusa? When did he warn her? When did she do Stira? And when is he bringing her to drink? Hi, Arusa Hikidami. What is the case of an Arusa that the Mishnah is saying that she is obligated to drink if she wants to stay married? Eli with the Connie Lucky Sharusa. He warned her when she was in Arusa. The Bach adds the Istatra, and she went privately into a room while she was in Arusa. The Kamashka Lucky Sharusa, and he's bringing her to drink when she's still Arusa. We got a problem. Arusa Bas Mishnihi. Can Arusa drink Saita water? But none. Arusa v'shemeres yavam, and we'll deal with shemeres yavam later. Lai shaisais v'lai nightless k'zubah. They cannot drink, but if they violate the warning and they went privately into a room, they lose their k'zubah. Right? Drinking is a way to get her k'zubah back. This woman has ruined it for herself. She was warned, don't go privately into a person. She went privately. She has no option of drinking because an arusa can't drink. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, Rusa doesn't drink. It has to be Ishtai. That's the means Nesua, and Arusa can't drink. She loses her tzuba. So how can you tell me an Arusa drinks? We have a Mishnah that says an Arusa doesn't drink.
The Garish and Arusa, yes, give her
tzuba. Absolutely, if you wrote her a tzuba. It's about why, because we had a child in tzuba, but then Arusa had the tzuba, but if she did, she loses it. And again, if the Gemara has a shayla there, whether the Arusa has a tzuba automatically or not. And for the Gemara, Ella the Kani Lakshi Arusa, the Statra, Kamashka Lakshi Nesua. The answer will be that he warned her when she was in Arusa. She went privately into a room when she was in Arusa. Then he married her. And now he's bringing her to drink after she's in the sewer. So it's a heavy-ish asishtai. The problem is, mi barbkila maya, the water won't work. But tanya v'niki ishim oven, says the man is absolved from sin, we darshan, with mancha ishim anukim oven hamayim baitkin asishtai, eina ishim anukim oven, eina hamayim baitkin asishtai. If the husband lived with his wife after stira, the water doesn't work anymore. The only time sight to water works is after she went privately into a room, the husband separated from her till after she drinks. But if he lived with her after she went privately into a room, it ruins the effect of the sight to water. There's no reason to go to the slime. It won't work. He warned her when she was in Arusa. What?
He messed up the kino, he messed up the answer.
She's after him. As soon as she has kinoy and syrup, as soon as the husband warns the woman and then she goes privately into her room, she becomes after to her husband. Till we find out what happened. Maybe I should step back for a second. A man warns his wife, don't go privately into a room with Pliny. She goes privately in a room with Pliny, and we have Adam that testified to that. Now we offer him and her a choice. We say to him, listen, you want to take her to drink? You can. If you don't want to take her to drink, you can't stay married to her, but you have to pay her the tzuba. Because you have the option of taking her to drink. You don't want to schlep to Yerushalayim? You're not interested in staying married to this woman anyway? So get rid of her and give her the tzuba. We tell her, you want to go drink? He wants to take you. You want to go drink? You can go drink. If you get absolved, you'll be mutter to stay married. If not, you die. It's your choice. She can say, I'm not going to drink. I'd rather not, I'm not taking my chances. I know. She can say, I know I'm innocent, but I'm afraid to drink. She can say, I admit my guilt. Whatever she says.
She loses her
ksuba. If she refuses to drink, she loses the ksuba. If he doesn't take her to drink, she gets the ksuba. Now here is the man. Warns his Arusa, do not go privately with John. She went privately with John. Then he went and married her. He lived with her. The water doesn't work anymore. At this point, there's no reason to go to Yerushalayim. She's asking him, and she gets Ksuba, because I assume he messed it up by living with her.
He has no way of conquering the Ksuba anymore.
No way. It's over. So how can you say Arusa is drinking? When did this happen? Did she, is he taking her to drink as an Arusa? It doesn't work. It says, is he taking her to drink after Nisuan? How did he lived with her after Sira? How could that work? How could that work? So where is the case of Arusa? That's what's bothering us. What is the case that an Arusa drinks? Catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, yes.
What is the case of a regular case of this warning? A husband is married to a wife. He warns her not to go with so-and-so. And then 3 years later, he discovers she was with so-and-so. Is there an avon by the husband because he lived with her all this time?
Taisa says if he didn't know, it's not called a problem. Taisa says that we're assuming that he knows about the Sira, because if it happened during Erison, the Adam testified about it. It's to set up a case that the Adam didn't tell us till 3 years later. Usually, Adam show up and say, hey, she was in a room with so-and-so. Once he knows, Taita says, even if he doesn't know the halacha, he's called a menucha ba'avay. But if he didn't know, you're right. Theoretically speaking, if he doesn't find out about the stira till afterwards, he's considered a menucha ba'avay. But it's very unusual that the Edom, there were Edom on the stira, and we don't know about it.
Over here too, right?
There are Edom coming. Let's step back. Why are Edom coming to testify about Sira to begin with? The answer is because he warned her, and they know, everybody knows, he warned her.
And that applies in our case too, where it became Erisin and then Asuin too, right?
Zach, I'm sorry, I take it back. Tyson says even more than that. Tyson says even if he didn't know about the Sira, but if he finds out about the Sira, he's not Menucha Me'avan. I'm sorry, I quoted Tyson wrong. Tyson says the guy didn't know about the Sira, lived with her, then finds out about the Sira, the Saita water won't work for him anymore.
Wow, that's a big difference. Yeah.
That's what Tyson says. My mistake, I misquoted Tyson. It's Tyson's Veniki Ishma'avan.
So in this case, he nobody told her. In our case, what we're talking about now, he warned her when they were in the stage of Erisin. Then they
right.
got married. They had Nisuin.
And she did the stira at the time of Erisin. That's at this point. We haven't gotten to more cases. He warned her and she did the stira at the time of Erisin. Then he married her. That means he wasn't Menucha Me'avan. The bottom line is he lived with her after stira. The site of water doesn't work anymore.
Okay, thank you.
Actually, the Kari Law, Kina Law, the history of our history of Mishpoini. My Shaita is to be the Takas Ishech. It has to be when she's married. My Night was so Mem Kina Law and Istra, she Gar Melesser Sasmi Alav. She caused Istra by going in privately into a room. All the Kari Law, Kisha Rusev, because Satra be Ruseha. But not son, he married her. Umashkala. Umi Batkala, can you check? What time you be learned? Not that way. Menukha Bavan. He didn't live with her after she went privately into a room. The Torah says we're afraid that she had znus, so he becomes asher to her. Zokta Gemara, must be. So we're stuck. What's the case of Arusa? So the only case we can come up with is the Kanilog Shi Arusa. He warned her when she was in Arusa. The Istatra. And she went privately into her room. The nichnas de lo chuppah v'loy nivola. She had chuppah. So she's married to him. They never consummated the marriage. But she is in a psua. So now he can bring her to drink. But she is a psua. At that point, she had been a saita. Is a raya that a chuppah works for a saita. A chuppah works for a apostle. We're changing her from arusa to nesua through the act of chuppah, even though she's pasul to him. And we say she turns him an arusa to nesua, he can bring her to drink, and what she did by Erisin, he didn't do any aveira, he didn't live with her, she just went into the chuppah. It's a raya, shmamina yesh chuppah lipsus. Rashi. Shmamina midamashkala, yesh chuppah lipsulas, the kareena beitachas ishech, the karela chuppah, the chuppah is kind of avagat lechashi lebiya, but also we're living shenistra. She's not fit for biya. He's not allowed to live with her. But the chuppah works. It's a riot. The chuppah works. We're puzzled. We'll continue Meir Shem on Monday morning. Everybody should have a freilichim purim. The Rebbeinu Shem should be mekabel everybody's trilus. Everybody should be zayich to be mekayim all the mitzvot hayoyim.